Welcome to Good News for Today. I'm Marty Sula, your host, President of American Church Services and Marty Sula Productions. Today, our guest pastor is Pastor Larry Vogel of Martin Luther Chapel in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Pastor will be with us in just a moment after these brief words.
Guy and his cheap transmission fluid.
Seriously? My dealership just checked the brakes.
We all know how it can be to go to the wrong place for car repair.
I can't believe that check engine light is on again.
So don't risk it. Take your car to the experts at AAMCO. AAMCO.
People who know, come to AAMCO of Bristol Levittown. Make an appointment today for our air conditioning tune-up, including a system inspection, leak check, and dye test if needed, for $129.95. Simply call 215-949-1400. Call today. If you have a problem at night going from one room to another in a dark hallway, stairways that could use illumination going up or down, or need a night light for any room, see your friends at Batteries Plus Bulbs and ask them about their new Mr. Beam's Step deck light that lights up when anyone comes within a few feet of the sensitive bright LED light fixture that fits anywhere, offering a bright light to your darkened path. It can be used indoors or outdoors, is battery operated, fits in the palm of your hand, and it even lasts up to 20 years. Call Ted and the pros at Batteries Plus Bulbs for your personal cell phone, iPhone, or domestic electrical or other energy needs. Their number is 267-583-3090. The number again is 267-583-3090. They're in the Fairless Hill Shopping Center, corner of Route 1 and Oxford Valley Road. Their hours are Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So stop in today and walk in the light and not in the dark.
God will lead us to the blessed promised land. He will guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. Well, children,
by and by.
Hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out to hire laborers. Again and again and again, Jesus' parables start with that line, the kingdom of heaven is like, or the kingdom of God is like. And so, once more, we've got the standard formula, and then a parable that follows. A parable that in some ways is a little bit foreign to us because it uses that currency from long ago, something that we don't use, the denarius. A coin, as I've mentioned before, was the standard pay for a day's wage. And also because, well, none of us does this kind of work. None of us is an agricultural worker. None of us for the most part, go out and work through the day. And none of us works 12-hour days, except for people who are self-employed and run their own business, probably, right? But with all that's unfamiliar, there's still plenty that's easy to understand, at least on its face, right? So the kingdom of heaven is like this. A guy goes out to hire laborers. He's out there first thing in the morning. He hires a group of people to come. It's harvest time. They're going to come to his vineyard and work, and they're going to work all day, and they're going to work for the standard wage of the time, a denarius. It's all fair. It's all very much understandable. Jesus' hearers in the first century would have heard that part of the story and thought, yeah, okay, that's the way it goes. And it would have still kind of held together as it goes along, because clearly the man didn't find enough workers the first time he went around to be able to finish the job. And, well, if you are an agricultural worker, if you work with farm, if you work with crops that are grown, then it's really critically important that you pick them when they're ready to be picked, that you gather the harvest when it's ripe, that you don't delay, you don't let it just sit there out in the field. You don't let the grapes just kind of sit on the vine when they're going to be past their peak and their prime. You don't do that, because they'll either spoil or animals will get to them, or one way or another, you'll lose the value of the crop. And so he wants to make sure he's got enough workers. He comes back, he hires more workers. All we hear is that he says, I'll pay you what's right. Wonder what was in their mind. Probably, well, he's going to pay us something less than a denarius, because we're not going to work a whole day. Doesn't say that, but that's what would make sense, and that's no doubt what the hearers would have heard. And then he's back again, because there's still not enough workers, and he sees, I need more people. And he goes looking, he finds some more. He finds them, and he sends them out. I'll pay you what's right. And it happens again and again and again. It says all the way up to the 11th hour. And again, we do 8-hour days. They did 12-hour days. You work for 12 hours, 6 days a week, by the way. 72-hour work week, if you want to do the math. Only these people, they're only going to work an hour. And then comes pay at the end of the day, because that too was the way things were done then. You didn't get paid on Friday for a week's work, or get paid 2 weeks at a time, or get paid once a month. No, you got paid at the end of every single day. And that's when the story just becomes topsy-turvy. These guys who came out at the 11th hour did 1 hour work. He hands them a full day's wage, a denarius. And now's where all the listeners, well, they assume they know what's going to come. Wow, if that much is going to be given to these people who only work an hour, imagine how this is going to go up and up and up. Maybe if you want to do really strict accounting, and it's by a method of, instead of a denarius for a day, a denarius for an hour, then those guys who worked all day long, what are they going to get? 12 denarius? The same as 12 days of work for a single day of work? But no, everybody gets the pay for a day. And as this goes on, as he goes in reverse order, starting with the people who worked the least, paying them, then the people who worked a couple of hours, paying them a denarius, then the people who worked a portion of the day, half the day, a denarius, all the way down to the people who were there all day, and hands them the denarius that he promised them. Well, by then, the people in the story, and without a doubt, all the listeners, were getting really angry. This is not according to union rules. This is not the way it should be. No way. Wait a second. This is not acceptable. And so we come to the end of it. And he confronts them. The master confronts those who complain, which is everybody. Including, truth be told, you and me, right? We too. It's like, what? And he says, what's the problem? Did I do something wrong to you? Did I wrong you when I paid you what I promised you? You worked 12 hours. I paid you what I promised. What is What is the problem that you have? The problem is you begrudge my generosity. The problem is you're angry because I'm generous. Because I chose to give what is undeserved to people. It's a parable. Jesus is not a farmer, for real. He did not run a vineyard. He's not a vintner. It's a parable. That doesn't make it less important. It makes it more important. It's a story. But because it's Jesus' story, it's far more important than any specific action of any specific day. It is vitally important for us to hear the parable, the story. For as always, this is about the kingdom of heaven. It is about the kingdom of God. It is about God. And here we see something that on the one hand we all know we can do nothing without, and yet something that we find ourselves begrudging as it's given to others, and that's God's utter generosity. His phenomenal grace. We just sang Amazing Grace. It's an old familiar hymn. And that word amazing, it's for real. God's grace is not ordinary. It's not the way you would expect things to be. The reality is that God's grace is utterly and completely stunning. It is the most amazing thing in the world. For God looks at people, as the hymn writer wrote, people who are utterly undeserving, and gives them what they don't deserve, which is his grace and mercy and blessing, which is nothing less than forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. Each of us, we know, in our hearts, we know, if God was not like this, all would be lost. When we think deeply and clearly, we know if God were not gracious, we would have no hope. If God were not completely, amazingly merciful and gracious, then not one of us here would have a ghost of a chance before him. If God were absolutely, utterly strict, according to the absolute, strict, real truth of the law of righteousness, which is either you are or you aren't, we'd all be hopeless cases, because we're not. No. As we said in the confession, we all sin, we fall short. That's what God shows us. And yet, amazingly, God says to the world that he wants to forgive us for Jesus' sake. He gives his son to tell us this story, and more importantly even than his story, to live this out. When he goes to the cross in an amazing act of gracious love for you and for me, to pay the penalty for our sins, to win life and salvation for us. That's amazing grace. But sadly, our minds are capable, because Satan is very good at twisting our thoughts, in getting us to start thinking that, well, yeah, this amazing grace, it's a little too amazing sometimes, right? Because there are some people out there, they just don't deserve to be forgiven. Maybe it's the person that has really, really, truly hurt you in some fashion or another. Or maybe it's the person that you just think about when you think of the world's most evil people. You know, Adolf Hitler, or pick 'em. But no, there should be no grace and mercy for the really, really, really evil people. But guess what? The forgiveness of sins is for the world. It's for the sins of the world. Yeah, there's going to be people going to hell, and they'll go to hell not because they were a sinner, but because they were not a repentant sinner. Because all of us are sinners, and the forgiveness of sins has been won for us in Christ Jesus. Those people that come into our minds when we start thinking of the really evil people, they don't deserve to be forgiven. But the fact is, I don't either. I don't deserve it. That our sins are forgiven, it really is utterly out of God's grace and mercy in Christ Jesus. So Jesus tells the story. And part of us wants to identify with the people who put in the full day's work and say, see, they got robbed, but they didn't get robbed. And if there were any of us, you see, who actually did live a perfect life, and so we entered heaven because we'd lived a perfect life, even then, heaven would still be a gift because it's not ours to earn, it's God's to give. And the truth is, all of us fall into the category of all of the people in the story who don't work the full day, who don't measure up, who don't do everything that ought to be done. God willing, every one of us works hard to try to be a Christian. God willing, every one of us, as Paul wrote about in the epistle, is doing all that we can to stand firm in one spirit, to strive side by side for the gospel, to live for God. And yet, we will fall short of every good intention, because that's our weakness and that's the reality. And yet God's amazing mercy, His amazing grace, His amazing undeserved kindness and love in Christ Jesus is ours as a gift, given in Christ Jesus for you, for me, given to encourage you and me as we began once again remembering our sin, so that we would now again remember His grace, and remembering His grace, know it is for us. And so when you come forward again this evening and receive something you don't deserve, Christ's body and blood, with the concrete assurance there on your very tongue that your sins are forgiven, that's amazing grace. It's always amazing grace. Always and for all, God's grace and His grace alone that is our confidence, our life, our hope, and our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I invite you now to stand for the prayers. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. We pray that we may seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him in the day of salvation, and be prepared by His mercy for the day of judgment. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that we may delight in Christ at all times, in His amazing grace and His salvation, and that sinners may find refuge in His mercy and comfort in His forgiveness. So let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask that the Word of God would nurture all of us in every season of earthly life, from youth in the lives of our children to old age, for each and every one of us, that we may all be grounded in the doctrine of Scripture through the study of God's Word. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask that the Lord may bless the church's mission throughout the world. We ask that He would nurture and support newly planted congregations, and that He would support and renew our congregation and others in every need, so that people from every race and nation and culture may be united in one faith, in one hope, one love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, O Lord, that you would help us always to rejoice with those who rejoice, and especially this day with Stephen B. Cucinata, celebrating 40 years of marriage, and with Matt and Bea Embers, who will soon celebrate 70 years of marriage. And we ask for their continued faithfulness and happiness, for help in every need, especially for help in Steve's continued illness and in Matt and Bea's age. And we pray for continued love for one another and for you in gratitude for all your mercies and your grace in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we pray for the sick, that they may be healed, that the troubled may know peace, that the grieving would be comforted, and the dying would be delivered to everlasting life in Christ Jesus. This week we pray again for Liz McShane and her family at the death of her mother. We pray for Jeff and Alan, for Bob and Carol, for Carolyn, for Charles and Cheryl and Cedric, for Doris and Dorothy Ruglis and Dorothy Tallis, for Harriet and Harriet and Jean and Janetta, for Jerry and Bev, for Jim, Joe and Judy, for Kyle, Lou and Pat, for Marge and Marianne, for Matthew and Mildred. Lord, we pray that all these who are in need and those whom we remember before you in our hearts would receive your blessing, your strength, continuing faith, and healing according to your mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, we pray, dear Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, we would each receive your gifts always in faith and in full and repentant humility before you, rejoicing in your mercy in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray all of this. Amen.
Metro Diner, where the locals eat. Folks who know where to go year-round for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekly specials. They flocked to the Metro Diner that's been serving Lower Buck County since 2016. Metro Diner is located at 3630 Street Road in Bensalem. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. Takeout orders can be made by calling 215-261-7080. The number again is 215-261-7080. So whether you're getting ready for a Phillies or Eagles game, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, join the crowd in fun at the Metro Diner. Metro Diner, where the locals eat.
Save your gambling for the casino. You might win, but you could lose your shirt. When it comes to insurance, go for the safe bet. Your neighborhood State Farm agent. In Philadelphia, that's Mark Ziegler, who can bundle your car and home insurance to save you money. Up to 20%. Call Mark for an appointment today. 215-753-1501. You'll be a winner with friendly personal service and a plan that fits your needs. With all available discounts, don't gamble on protecting your greatest assets. Call your Philadelphia State Farm agent, Mark Ziegler, today. 215-753-1501. You'll be glad you did.
I'm a U.S. Army chaplain who knows how difficult it is to open a Bible and read it in the field. But the Military Bible Study makes it easy to listen to the Word of God everywhere, even when I'm serving on deployments.
Military Bible Study. What is it? The audio Word of God in a digital device, small enough to be used anywhere and tough enough for even the battlefield. See for yourself. Visit militarybiblestick.com. One brave warrior recently told us,
"When I'm unable to read my Bible in the field, I can use the Bible Stick to get my fill of God's Word. It lifts me up in hard times."
Hard times. Our men and women in uniform know a lot about hard times. They face difficulty, loneliness, and danger day after day. Strengthen, encourage, and carry them through with the gift of God's Word. Learn more at militarybiblestick.com.
Come praise the Lord, for He is good. Mm-hmm. Come join in love and the brotherhood. We'll hear the word and bring our gifts of bread and wine, and we'll be blessed beneath the sun. So let us pray together, pray with one mighty voice, and let us sing together, pray and we'll
strangers will return for your hand.
For your hand.
Respond to them and understand.
Having a faith to understand.
We'll rise as one to calm the storm outside the gate.
We'll calm the storm.
With faith in Him.
Oh, never late.
So let us
pray together. Pray together. Pray with one mighty voice.
And let us
sing together, pray and we'll rejoice.
The love of God is on our side. And let us
sing together, pray and we'll rejoice, to the Lord we'll rejoice, to the Lord we'll rejoice, to the Lord.
Our Bible verse for today comes from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. This is Marty Sula from American Church Services, thanking you again for listening. See you next week, same time, same station.